Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 14th day of April. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to you folks in Fayetteville.
All right.
Get yourself a cup of coffee and go visit Mr. Ross and say good morning to him. Out there in Fayetteville. You knock on his door and ask him for, you know, bring a cup of sugar,
that. Do that.
You know, cup of coffee. If you can get past the bison. You know, knock on, just see, you know, go over and introduce yourself. Be a neighbor.
There's so much that's happening down in that way, man. You got him, you got you know, the movies, you got ground was broken this week for a new soccer facility there. Mr. Blank is so generously supported.
Yes, he has.
You know.
Speaking of people with deep pockets and using them to help grow Georgia and Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Ted Turner.
Yes.
On this day, Sam.
On this day.
Started Turner Classic Movies.
Really?
It premiered on this day.
Is that the one we get the black and white movies and made
in
color?
Well, he don't do that colorization anymore.
Yeah, but he was doing something.
He did it for a minute, and it was weird. And it just did, you didn't need to see Casablanca. you didn't need to see, you know, acne on Humphrey Bogart. They stopped doing it, and I'm glad they did. And a lot of other people are too. But that's not why I bring this up. It's how he premiered, how he launched the network, which is kind of cool. This is why I'm waiting for the movie on this dude. He started Turner Classic Movies up in New York. Had a big ceremony up in New York's Times Square. 6 p.m. is when they debuted it. He had it at that exact time because it was the 100th anniversary of the first public movie showing in New York.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he timed that out perfectly. You know, you don't get to be a billionaire by, you know, being...
Oh, no. You know.
You know what you're doing. And this was 94.
Wow.
So in 94, he launched Turner Classic Movies, and he did it at the exact time the first movie was ever shown, public movie was ever shown in New York City. Take that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, Sports Rev, Gabriel Stovall is going to be joining us, talking Masters. Well, I don't know what's going on with Noelle, but I know we lost some folks, and I think that she wants to say some things about that, but
that's coming up this hour.
Also want to remind you that what we do on Sundays is a replay of what we do on Saturdays. They got next. This is the feature that Sam and I, we offer a platform to 13-year-olds and under. They want to come out here and get into this business. Here's where you start. Give us a one-minute, minute-and-a-half sports report, and we give you the platform. And so we did it yesterday. We got back to it because we had to stop after the first seven. We had the NCAA tournament take away a couple hours of our show. We got it back yesterday, and our first participant was Christian Holmes, 13 years old. Got a problem with the harmonica, but he did a great job.
Well, he knocked it out of the park.
He did a great job. So we're going to replay that at 8 o'clock straight up. And as we continue to serve youth, you think we're done? No. We're going to bring on young Max Van Auken. He is going to give us a UFC 300 update. Max used to be our producer here. He is no longer in the city, but he says, you guys, you know I follow all this stuff, and I'm a big boxing fan and a big UFC fan, and so anytime you need me. And so we needed him.
There we go.
And he's going to join us at 8 o'clock straight up. Terrell's going to join us talking NBA. I got a fresh casting call for you. And coming up at 9 o'clock straight up, another special guest, we have got the coach of Atlanta Vibe.
Yeah.
Head coach. They're going to be joining us. They got a big win.
Got a big win over Omaha last night. That's a team that's kind of been a bit of a rival for them. But, man, Atlanta Vibe is rolling. They won 4-1 last night. Can't wait to talk with them.
So as I mentioned, we got Terrell coming on before the Vibe coach. He'll get us ready for Hawks at Indiana. And if you can't get in front of a TV, we have that game for you right here. Pre-game at pre-tip at 12:30, tip at 1 o'clock. Jason Longshore, of course, is going to join us at 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's here, it's all about Atlanta United. And he's getting us ready for Atlanta United versus Philly.
And we're coming up on a big anniversary for Atlanta United.
We'll save that. We'll let Jason and you guys we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But that match is going to be on Star 94.
Okay.
So that 1:30.
And they're at home, 2:30. And they got an odd start time because they're on Fox TV today. They're on Fox TV today.
What they got to do with Star 94, though?
Well, I'm just saying it's because of the start time. It's Sunday, 2:30. Usually they're later in the day. And that's part
of the reason. Everybody's changing things around because they thought Tiger and Masters were going to.
I mean, this was planned. They're going to get so many. Everything's not Apple TV. You know, that's where the MLS, drive everybody to watch all the matches. This one is on Fox. And because of that, NASCAR has moved to FS1. And we'll get into that. Talk about they're out in Texas. And the Hendrick Chevrolet is on front row with that. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Do want to get into some things that to remind you about coming up this week locally. We just talked about the spring football games at Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Georgia State. Kennesaw State's spring game will be Friday night. This coming Friday night, the 19th, at 7 o'clock at Fifth Third Stadium. You want to go out. Of course, this is the year that they're moving from FBS up to FCS. No, F to FBS and Conference USA this year, their first season in Conference USA. So a lot of things changing out there for their football program. So they're playing next Saturday is the spring game at the alma mater.
Got his hand on his heart.
First spring football game as a D1 program, as University of West Georgia football program is making that step up. It starts at 3 o'clock next Saturday down in Carrollton. You want to get a look and see what some things are going on, some changes with the program and whatnot, and check out them. But there's their spring game coming up next week. All right, some high school things are happening. We went through some spring sports ahead for their state playoffs, and soccer is one of those starting this week. Girls soccer tournament, state tournament starts on Tuesday. The boys start on Thursday. And with the championships coming up the weekends of May 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, that's going to be at Mercer University, McEachern High School, or Duluth High School for all the classifications for soccer. Also, esports starts their state playoffs tomorrow. The games they're playing, Top 40, Top 64, Rocket League, Super Smash Brothers, Splatoon, Madden. They're playing NBA 2K and Mario Kart 8 and League of Legends. Those are the things they're playing. And the champions, the Final Four will be at the alma mater. They're going to be at University of West Georgia. They're going to play Rocket League, Splatoon 3, NBA 2K, and Madden on May 1st. Is it state championships? And this is the thing where, you can be in any part of the state because all you're going to do is sit down and flip a switch and start playing. So that's the different thing when you're doing the esports championships. Those are things they're competing. All right, high school spring football is just a few days away. When these colleges get through playing their spring football, the month of May is usually when high schools in the area play to have their spring football practices, and many of them will play spring games or spring scrimmages. To me, I always say, this is the start almost of the football preseason for high school because you start in May, you have that little break when you have your graduation and whatnot, and then these guys are back at it. I mean, the conditioning, the camps, the 7-on-7s, those things just go on. I mean, the coaches used to get some regular break. Coaches don't get no a more. Break anymore. You know, you break for like the 4th of July. You break for, you know,
Memorial Day
and whatnot. The rest of the time, man, you're getting ready for the season. Before you know it, it'll be time for Corky Kale. Speaking of that, there are some teams, some schools that are looking for games for the coming season. Well, I got a couple of dates for some spring games. Want to go spring football games? I got two really good ones for you. One on May 10th, Buford will play Norcross. That's on May 10th. That's a spring football game. I went to that one last year. It was a lot of fun. Also, on May 17th, I know that Creekside is playing Langston Hughes. That ought to be a good one down on the south side. As I found out about more of the spring games, the times, and anybody want to drop me their spring games, I'm at Sam Crenshaw 23, and I'll make sure and give them a mention. Also on our website, 9290 Game for Friday for our high school football set there as well. We'll let you know what's happening as far as those games. Now we got 38. I'm doing this with the Georgia High School Football Daily. They've got 38 teams that are looking to get games to round out a 10-game schedule.
Explain why that is the case when you say they're looking for.
Well, right now,
how does that happen?
You've had reclassification, so you got some regions that have been in the past, teams that were in your region may not be that anymore. So now you're trying to match up games, and as has been mentioned, and plus we got a lesser classification. We did away with 7A, so we're 6A on down. And so some people are trying to find teams that they match up with that will play them. And, you know, remember last year you got some of these teams that are – high-caliber teams that have trouble getting games locally. They had to get folk from out of state to play. Remember, we had some teams.
I was going to say, I remember Corky Kell had some teams out of state. They didn't say that was going to be every year, but is that kind of what you're talking about?
No. I mean regular season, once you get past Corky Kell, your regular season, you're looking for games to go on.
You say
on.
They may cross over to Alabama or go down to Florida? Well, yeah, I thought that was a thing. When we first started working together, you, as I remember correctly, you were talking about how that was frowned upon, having some of these programs come up to Georgia and play some of these teams.
No, there were the ones that were frowned upon was IMG.
Okay.
They frowned upon IMG because IMG was coming up and getting kids to come back to be at IMG. So that's why, you know, IMG don't play Georgia schools anymore. But, I mean, no, you playing another team that's a school in Alabama, Tennessee, that's happening quite a bit. Those games, and also it's a different kind of test for your team. So there are a lot of teams in our area that look to play a team, and especially if you're down in South Georgia.
I was going to say, travel going down there.
To try to play a team in Florida is not far. You want to play a team from Tallahassee. If you're Valdosta, Thomasville, team from Tallahassee, not far. Even if you want to go over and play a school over in Jacksonville, you can play a game like that to make up your schedule, especially if your region is not, you know, because some regions will only have three other teams or four other teams. You're trying to make out a 10-game schedule. Where are those games going to come from? And with a game that's going to be challenging. You know, so if you're a really good team, you don't want to play a team that's not going to challenge you and not going to test you. Because the bottom line is you want to be ready when you get to the playoffs.
So as everything evolves, let me ask you this, if this is possible. When you talk about teams or whole classification leaving and you have these teams that are looking for opponents and you don't mind crossing the state lines – you had told me about a team last year that went out to California, right?
Right, Creekside.
And another one that traveled.
Year before that, Brookwood.
Is it possible?
Went out to Vegas.
Okay, yeah. So how long were they out there? Just for the day or two?
For a couple of days. They probably went out like on Thursday, Friday practice, played Saturday.
My question is this. Is it possible for a team, let's say somebody here north of Macon wants to go and they're trying to get a couple games and they pick one, say in Tifton. Right, so they go down to Tifton, play one, and then they get one maybe just over the border in the Florida. And they do like a little tour. So they're gone for, let's say, close to a week. Is that possible?
No, they're not going to do that with high school. Nope.
That's what I was asking. Nope. I was just wondering if that was possible.
They got to bring them yellow buses back if we need them. So that's not, you got to bring the yellow buses back. We're going to need them. But we do have some teams in the area, and I'll run down the name of some of the teams that are looking for games. I'm looking at this right now on Twitter or X, whichever you want to call it, and they got the numbers beside how many games they have, so how many they would need. Some area teams looking for a game. Eagles Landing, looking, they got 7, so they're looking for 3 games. Eagles Landing Christian, they got 6. They're looking for 4. You know, so you got places like Forest Park, Flowery Branch. They got nine. They're just looking for one. They're looking for that one more game. Lakeside's got nine. They're looking for one game. Locust Grove's looking for three games. I'm looking Mount Zion, Carrollton. They're looking for one. New Manchester, they're looking for one game. Sprayberry's looking for one. Towers and Tri-Cities. So it's one, you know, looking for one game to make things up. Walker School's got seven, so they're looking for three games. So that's the thing. If you're listening and you're an assistant coach or you're an AD or an administrator at an area high school, check and see if your team has room on its schedule to add one. These teams are looking to get to 10 games. And get their schedules finalized. A lot of the majority of the teams I think in the state have their schedules pretty much finalized, but some it's still a work in progress. So we'll see.
All right. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Gabriel Stovall is going to be joining us next. I was enjoying that rundown there. You got a little education to me. And there's nothing else?
Anything That's else? All, you got man. Going no, on? It's time to get ready for Sports Rail.
See where he's at? What's on the menu for him?
Ask him about the clam chowder.
We got to add, also, you know, we haven't done this in a while.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, listen, people want to get in on our conversation. It's 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. They're joining our show on this lovely Sunday morning. It is Sam and Greg on this
14th.
The 14th. Red Shirt Sunday and Green Jacket Sunday.
Titanic Day.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. On the fourth and final day of the Masters Tournament. Why are you laughing, man?
Go, keep going.
As we stroll Magnolia Lane, the dogwoods in bloom, and the breeze echoes through the pines as we prepare for the final round. Hello, friend. Let's go out to Vern Lundquist at 14.
I can't do no Vern Lundquist, man. But that was a beautiful Jim Landley. That was got a little tear in my eye there. I think as he spits up on the console. You know, listen, the dude is no longer calling Final Fours.
Yeah,
he's gonna retire from this soon.
That's all he's doing.
They may give you a call. They got that on tape, which you just did. You got a voice agent?
All Jim Nance is doing is this and those commercials with Charles Barkley and Spike Lee.
That's what
he's doing these days.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9. And I can't bring the energy now.
Why?
Because we have to keep it this level here.
Why?
Because you set
not,
the tone.
They're not playing yet, so we can talk. They don't start playing till 9:15.
Tiger will be teeing off at 9:30.
He is teeing off at 9:45.
He'll
be out there.
He's four
early.
From the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple past champions right there at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom
is
a guy with a green jacket, Vijay Singh.
Yep. Hey, they guys, but you got guys that got jackets that missed the cut. Down
That's
there.
True.
Got that, man.
They don't get a mention. Anyway, let's welcome our guests in here to Sports Rift.
He has had quite a week.
Gabriel Stovall, good morning. Did you hear that intro to Sam Gabe?
Listen, man, that intro is Sam, they need to just go on, get you on a flight to Augusta, man, and just let you slide on in, man, and go ahead and get your feet wet for next year when Burns no longer in place.
Yeah, exactly.
That was tough. You took the words out of my mouth. I said I got a tear in my eye listening to that.
What
thing,
you told, yeah.
Y'all just wrong.
Listen, you talk about setting the mood, my friend. That was good. That was good.
I'm glad somebody else said it. Thank you, Gabriel, because I say this to him all the time.
Listen, man, he had the serene voice. The music. See, when I heard the music, I already knew what it was. I was like, okay, either Greg or Sam going to hear this one. And I should have known it was going
to
be Sam.
Yeah, I know when to back off. I know when to back off. I know the lane I occupy. That was absolutely beautiful. And not only that, Gabriel, see, here's the thing about Mr. Crenshaw. That he could go and actually do a sermon at a church first and then go and cover the game. Cover the match.
But that's what he's doing. That's his gig today.
We kind of got that in common. And if that's the case, except now I won't be. I'm pulling all full master's duty today. I got. See, the good thing, I got some folks at my church that that understand, and they're living vicariously through me on the golf course.
Oh, you wanted the preachers that ends the service early before kickoff, right?
Well, I got someone standing in my place, man, so they can be able to do what they do, and I'll be able to do what I do, man. Yeah. Listen, man, I had to call in sick today, brother. This is once in a lifetime stuff right here.
Talk about this week. What this week has been like for you?
Oh, boy, it's been a week. I mean, it's been full. It's been, you know, so many different things, so many different storylines to track, so much stuff happening. You know, first of all, with, you know, just kind of the anticipation of the weather. You know, the weather didn't do exactly what it was initially forecasted to do, but man, that wind made for some treacherous conditions on Thursday, Friday, and honestly, a little bit on Saturday, even though it died down quite a bit. Man, it was, it's been a week, man. Like you said, you guys are talking about, you got some champions, Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods, that are kind of, I guess some would say, underperforming or, you know, whatever. But for me with Tiger, I just, you know, I keep telling people, man, at 48 years old, what he's doing, I don't know if folks really understand just the enormity of just him being able to get out and complete the course. Forget about the score. Just all the stuff he's gone through just to be able to go out and complete. And for the first couple rounds, he was actually hitting pretty good. So it's been crazy. Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau gave us an amazing finish yesterday. So look, the stage is set, man. We got a fun championship Sunday on tap today.
People who say what you have just said and wondering why these guys can't do X, Y, and Z on the course and don't understand the injuries and how that plays into making a golf shot. Just doing the golf shot itself is enough after having all this work done on your body.
But
the last part about this is that I always shake my head at, and I don't even venture into discussions with people. Nobody who talks like that has ever even walked 18 holes.
You just took the words out of my mouth, brother. I mean, when I tell you, so 2 years ago when I was here, I said, you know what, let me go and we'll just walk the entire 18. And I was able to do it, you know. I was tired as all get out. This year I said, let me do it again. And I'm going to tell you, man, the last time I walked 5 holes without having to really kind of stop and catch my wind, I went about 3 holes and was sucking air, man. And you're not even – I'm talking about just walking.
Yeah.
Not carrying golf clubs, not with the pressure of bending down, measuring the putts, swinging 3-4 times a hole. Like, people don't realize just the physical – strain that goes on a golfer, man, especially when they're walking a course like Augusta National with all of its hills and ranginess, man. It's crazy. People don't get it, man. If they've never walked the course, I don't want to hear nothing they got to say about what golfers can and cannot do.
How about that, folks? Spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Gabriel Stovall, Augusta Press Sports, and he is social. You can always find him at Gabriel C. Stovall, at Gabriel C. Stovall. And there are a lot of stories and a lot of backstories. Luke List is a guy who's playing this tournament, and he's way down. He's at +5. He's a guy who lives in Augusta, and I'm sure people have made a deal about the fact that he's had a chance to play this time.
Man, it's pretty cool because we've had a lot of good local flair here with him, with Copeland, I believe, making a hole in one, I think, in the par three. We've had the drive, chip, and putt champion from Evans. You know, we've got had a young lady with the playing the Onwa tournament, that South Carolina student, you know. So with List there as well, and right, you know, like you said, he's, you know, toward the bottom of the list, but just having just another piece of Augusta flair in this Augusta tournament has just been pretty cool, man. So yeah, people have been making a pretty big deal about it, and I'm actually, one of the pieces I'm going to write today is just kind of talking about, you know, how we had a lot of good Augusta local flair just on the course itself throughout these last couple of weeks.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Talking to the sports rev, it's Gabriel Stovall out there. Anything surprise you this week?
You know, I'll say this. I didn't think that Bryson DeChambeau was going to do what he did the first two rounds. Given his given his track record with the Masters, you know, obviously we know he was a major champion in 2020. But given his track record at the Masters, I think T21 is his best finish. He really surprised me. Max Homa, I didn't see mm-hmm. that coming at all. I don't think anybody, if they were being honest, outside of his own family and camp, saw that coming, man. One top 10 finish, and my dude is right there in the midst of everything today with a chance to chase the green jacket. I love what he said in the media availability yesterday after he finished his 18. They asked him, they said, what are you going to do to prepare yourself to chase this green jacket? He said, I'm a goal, and I'm going to tell myself I'm a dog, and I'm prepared for this moment. And I was like, all right, Max, let's go, man.
You don't hear dog associated with golf that often.
Yeah, it gave me some football vibes, man. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. But Max has played with amazing confidence all throughout. And that has surprised me. I've been surprised at how tough the course was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought with the wind settling down, things were going to get a little bit better. But man, those greens dried out and they hardened and they got super fast and unpredictable. And it was just giving people fits. So yesterday, man, if you were hitting par, you had a chance to move up the leaderboard. And that was kind of shocking. I thought the weather was going to, and the course was going to be a little bit easier on the golfers yesterday.
No.
But it's been a great week, man.
Golf, obviously, is what we're watching here, but also we're seeing all of the best together, the two tours
yes.
combined. How much have you heard people talk about it? Maybe not the golfers, but other media and other press people saying, because, you know, we're only going to get to see everybody together, and how this sits for the game itself to have all your best players, half of them play in one place, half of them play another. But on a week like this, it brings everybody together.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I got the chance to sit in the other day after opening ceremonies, and I got the chance to sit in on the media availability with Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Gary Player. First of all, it was just surreal to just be in the same room with those guys. But then beyond that, all three of them had some really, really strong feelings about just kind of, you know, Tom made a good talk during that time where he was like, you know, we were at the champions dinner and he stood up and he was just like, hey, it doesn't this feel good for all of us to be back together? And he said it was kind of like this pause where it was almost like a contemplative pause where people were kind of like, yeah, it does. You know, why are we being crazy about this? You know, and so they have really been like the veteran guys. People have been really vocal this week about, hey, we need to have the best players playing against each other all the time. It's not happening, and it's hurting the game. So, I'm actually doing going to do a retro piece on that as well today. I was surprised at how vocal everybody was about just their feelings about the live and the split and what needs to be done to bring it back together.
The two things before we let Gabriel go, I want to talk about. But one, I wish I was the fly on the wall. I don't know if it happened, but Greg Norman was there this week. Now, Greg Norman, of course,
I mean, was he there?
He was there. He was physically there. They said this was his first time back at Augusta in however many years.
Yeah.
And him being the ringleader for LIV, I'm just saying, there was a couple rooms that he might have walked into. I would have loved to have been the fly on the wall for that. Kind of a attachment to what you just said. But let's bring it a little lighthearted as we let you go. We talked about this yesterday, Gabriel. Are you familiar with Oakland Cemetery and the Bobby Jones grave there?
And what? Somewhat familiar with it. I've heard people kind of talk about it, but just cursory familiarity.
For the people who don't know, for decades, I mean Arnold Palmer, going back to him, it was a thing, and it is a thing, that when these guys come to play Augusta every year, at some point when they arrive in Georgia, and I guess it got to the point where Tiger couldn't do it, he had his kid, Fluff or somebody like that, come and drop it off, but they all make a pilgrimage to Bobby Jones's gravesite at Oakland Cemetery. And if you don't believe me, just as I've been talking about this for years, just Google Bobby Jones gravesite. Or Bobby Jones, Oakland Cemetery. And then hit images, and you will see a bunch of pictures with golf balls all around there. But for years they would just, you know, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, you name the golfer, Phil, you know, Gary Player that's coming so from cool. South Africa. They would all drop them there. And Oakland Cemetery had a bucket, a couple buckets in the back room there filled that's, with these golf balls from these famous golfers that they kept.
That's so awesome, man. I mean, and honestly, that's like one of the things that makes this tournament so special. Like, you know, the course, yep, the players, yep. But this is, I think, the only major that gets a static location year after year after year. Yeah. And so I get it why they say, hey, a tradition like no other, because there's so many other things, even just beyond the golf, that tie and make up the mystique of this place, man. And so that's one of them that I want to dig into and learn more about.
Speaking of digging what's for breakfast down there this morning? Because I told you this week, when I first arrived there in 86, it was basically like a little airplane hangar that the press building was. And we got the same green bag sandwiches that the people get out on the course, and maybe a little Castleberry barbecue there that we would get and something to wash it down with. But I mean, yeah, it's a big, expansive menu that the media gets to enjoy now. And you sent me a photo or something.
That was nice.
I showed it to Greg.
Did you see that, Greg?
That reminds me of my father. You know, that New England clam chowder.
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. I've been clam chowdering it all week long, man. I actually had to take a break yesterday because I was like, man, I'm eating too good. I'm about to fool around and get fat, man. And so I was like, let me just back up and eat me a couple of chicken salad sandwiches and take a few laps around this course, man. But I'm actually pulling in now and getting ready to jump in, probably have me something light for breakfast. I'm going to spend a lot of time on the course today, just to kind of soak in everything that's happening, especially we get toward the later in the afternoon when the leaderboard, the top of the leaderboard starts teeing off, man. But I might just have me a bowl of oatmeal today. I think I'm going to still get me another bit of clam chowder for the road, man. This is my last day out there. So they fed us well, treat us well. It's an A1 experience for those of us that are covering the Masters as well as those that are playing.
Yeah, look at you out there taking over people's bucket list. Going out there doing stuff like
this. Okay. Listen, this is on my own bucket list, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, this is 2 years ago. I took a day just to be a fan 2 years ago because I was like, I never thought I'd be out here doing this. It's amazing. It's an amazing place, man.
The only other place I know of that has the same situation as Oakland Cemetery with the golf balls and the tribute they pay to Bobby Jones is in Seattle. Yeah. Seattle. Guitarists from around the world leave guitar picks at Jimi Hendrix's grave.
Yeah.
They go there when they're on tour and they go to Seattle and drop them off up there. Anyway, Gabriel, enjoy your time out there, buddy. And as always, thank you for getting up and joining Sam and I.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a magnificent day.
Say that again in that Vern voice.
Have a magnificent day, Augusta National. For your final round.
Sam and Greg.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Available everywhere on Odyssey.
Lonely mother gazing out of the window. Good job. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 14th day of April. It is time to venture into Noelle's world, and I think that what you are hearing right now has a lot to do with what's on her mind.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Noelle.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, you tell us. How are we doing?
Yeah.
You're running this show. You're the one in charge.
Well.
How are we doing so far?
We are doing great, but we want to take a moment, collective, but I definitely want to do it through my segment, to pay tribute to Rico Wade. We found out maybe 10 minutes before we got off the air yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was looking through the internet trying to corroborate. I couldn't corroborate, but I should have known that Twitter would know before anywhere else what was going on. But it's shocking. You know, my first thought was I was glad that he was able to experience the 50-year of hip-hop celebration we had last year down at the Benz when we spoke to Greg Street that day.
Absolutely.
Before the Falcons game, because he was one of the people down there.
And part of the just
the fabric of the city,
the fabric of part of the foundation, I mean, there are a lot of people who've come since that time and who are now currently there who stand on the shoulders of a lot of folks, and he is a big part of the foundation. Noel, I've listened to some of the conversations that he had. I listened to one yesterday where he talked about, you know, New York, we're going to always honor New York as being the mother, the birthplace where everything originated as far as rap and hip hop. And then there's L.A., it's the East Coast and West Coast. But somewhere in there is Atlanta. We're like the byproduct of that. And we had it and did it our way. And he's one of the people, you know, who made it so.
Yeah, like
Northside, Bankhead, all those streets, and you know the names that sprung up during the '90s when everybody was coming here to record.
Hitland DeLow.
That's a famous cross intersection due to them and where they come from and in the music they make. I mean, I saw a video somebody posted. The Atlanta Historian on Twitter posted yesterday. It was Rico Wade looking like the big cousin in a school gym. It had to be Tri-Cities Gym.
Yeah.
With a baby Big Boy and a baby Three Stacks and a baby Bobby Valentino. And you start to think about, you know, songs like Blackberry. Like, people don't even, a lot of people don't even remember Bobby Valentino was even in a music group before he became solo with Ludacris and all these other layers and Rico Wade and Organized Noise is in the background of all of it. I mean, even I played Waterfalls. I listened to Crazy Sexy Cool yesterday in tribute of Rico Wade. Mm-hmm. And usually I skip Waterfalls because it's one of those songs, if you're from Atlanta and if you lived in the 90s, it's just one of those songs that just loom everywhere. It's huge. You know it as soon as you hear it. But because they were instrumental in that production, I went ahead and listened to it in the whole entirety of the album, and it made me remember how amazing that song really is. The horns and the bass and the message and even the way they put it together, they were just messing around with something and then they came up with a melody and then it was, call Tion because that's my personal friend. She was Tion before she was a T-Boz.
Yeah.
So call Tion and get her to come down here. I hear her voice on it. Okay, this sounds great. Let me call L.A. because I can't throw a song on TLC. They're not my group. I got to respect Dallas Austin. So let me call L.A. and tell them what we got. And it's their biggest hit to date. I mean, Or Goody Mob, for example. It was his idea to go, hey, they were a bunch of individual rappers, really. And it was his idea to go, hey, let's put y'all together because this is already a model we've sold to LaFace. This is some easy I can repackage and sell back to them and get you guys on the map instead of trying to sell three or four individual rappers. Let's do that. Then y'all can branch out your own way. Yeah. And look where they all are. Look at Big Gip. Look at CeeLo. CeeLo just did the Hawks game like 2 weeks ago.
Yep. And CeeLo, like so many of them, a product of local school, product of Atlanta Public Schools. Matter of fact, Andre Dickens, who is a graduate of Mays High School himself, wrote his thoughts down. One of the things that a product of Atlanta Public Schools, he led in the creation of a hip-hop sound that has spanned decades and genres. And without Rico Wade, the world may have never experienced the Dungeon Family, Outkast, Goody Mob, Killer Mike, Future, and so many more. And he left an indelible mark on the music and the culture around the world. And to say that, the South will always have something to say. That's Mayor Dickens. We appreciate that from him.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. In Noel's world, back to you.
Mayor Dickens, the South will always have something to say. It's such a great note to end that on, not just because of that iconic moment there, but when you look at the moment as a whole, you have these two huge coasts and this huge physical, media-driven altercation, and then you got little old Atlanta carving their space.
Yeah.
And if you go deeper, like a lot of that East Coast, West Coast stuff, a lot of it comes to head in Atlanta, which should have been seen as a neutral ground. But if you look at it, we're in the background of a lot of that stuff going on.
And when you talk about that, let's talk about why everything converged here. What years are we talking about when it blew up here?
Oh, we're talking 95, 6, 7?
Well, in the 90s. Okay, we just say 90s, right?
In the 90s.
What else was blowing up here in the 90s having to do with that world? We had Freaknik going on.
Yeah.
On top of that, everybody, listen, you had a lot of folks leaving New York. Yeah. They had to come through Atlanta to get to wherever they were going to. Mm-hmm. So there was always this sort of footprint here of people sort of dancing around what's going on. And then it just became obvious this is the place that it should be, right?
Yeah.
And it became friendly. You also didn't have unions to deal with. So when you talk about the music industry, there's a lot of things that go into this blender. But listen, before we finish on this, you had a story that you want? Did you want?
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have ever had an encounter with Rico Wade. Yeah, I had a chance to. Well,
how did you run into Rico Wade?
Yeah, listen to this.
You know
everybody.
No, I don't know everybody now, but I was invited to be a part of something when the Michael Vick Madden game came out. So this was like 04. And they wanted me to come out and play, sit down and play with a couple of artists for music. And they invited me and a couple of the media people to, I got a copy of the game to try to learn how to play it. I didn't learn to play very well. And this was on a Friday night after we had, you know, high school football, chase games all over town. And I said, you guys still want me to come over? Yeah, come on over. And this was a place that was like a hospitality place from the time of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. That was right across from where Stats is now.
On
Marietta Street, right? You know, now it's a parking deck there, but there's a place there. And so I get there, and it was sponsored by Heineken. Shout out to them. Yeah, really. And they had shrimp in this place the size of your fist, man. And I walk in this place, and, you know, they got the music going, got a DJ going, you know, people are playing the Madden game. They said, well, you come with us. I said, okay. So they get me around, and they sit me on a couch and get me, you know, console that's just to practice and want to play. And I'm sitting on this couch playing Madden very badly with Rico Wade's on my right. And on my left is Jermaine Dupri. And on the other side of Jermaine Dupri is Janet Jackson. And I'm like, who don't fit on this couch?
Well, did you notice his voice went up when he said that?
Man, Janet Jackson, I didn't care. I mean, like, I didn't care about winning or losing. I wasn't losing that night at all. But Rico Wade was there, and we talked football. We talked some Falcons, and he had spent more time with the game. He was pretty good with it. Jermaine Dupri, not so much, but he didn't care. Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Did she say anything? Did, like, even just, hello, she, fellas, just, or something
just,
like
just
that?
Just hello, but she just sat there and watched
it.
In her
Janet Jackson voice.
That was about it. And you know what? And very little makeup, had on some jeans and a jacket. And
smiled a lot.
And just smiled a little bit and
big
just
old
sat
dimples
there. It was a Friday night. It was Friday night in Atlanta. Ain't she got somewhere else she ought to be? You know?
She got somewhere else to be. She need to be or wants to be.
If you're Janet Jackson, Friday, you're going to sit and watch some dudes play bad Madden.
Well, she probably got what she wanted later. You taking me out to eat afterwards?
I guess, man. You know, but I'm not complaining about it. You know, it was okay, but you know.
Yeah, you had Janet Jackson sitting there watching you play Madden.
Thank you.
Messed it up.
Badly, say that out loud.
Badly, yeah. But also,
Jermaine Dupri was on top of the world right then. You had Janet Jackson sitting there watching you play Madden.
Badly, and
which is what Sam said. She had nowhere else to be. Exactly.
Ain't nowhere else
Jermaine
to be.
Dupri, you just didn't know.
You know, so yeah, we had a chance to.
That's
to
a
do
great
that.
Story.
And Rico Wade was there, so I had a chance to meet him and talk with him a little bit. A little music, but we talked a lot of football, talked some Falcons.
All right.
Yeah.
Noelle, what else is on your mind?
That's about it in my world. You know, I just wanted to shout out to Rico Wade and all that he has given us musically in Atlanta. I know me and a bunch of other ATLians have chased our Atlanta dreams, and those started with listening to a lot of, you know, production and songs made by and orchestrated by Rico Wade. I mean, Rico Wade had them boys out there jogging around Southwest Atlanta, rapping, yeah, so they could have stamina to get on stage. I mean, that was all. He was producing and management. Like, he was doing it all, man. Shout out to Rico Wade. Like I said, Atlanta would not be the same without him.
All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you, Noel, by the way. Coming up, we're going to replay just a few minutes. They got next. Yesterday's, I can't say contestant, participant.
Junior reporter.
Pardon?
Yesterday's junior reporter.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Christian Holmes, 13 years old, and not only are we going to hear his sports report, I want to remind you that all of you out there, if you know of a 13-year-old, son, daughter, teammate, student, whatever. Get away from me here. We want to hear from you. Go to 929thegame.com, click on contest, and fill out all the information, and we want to get that 13-year-old or under. I think the youngest that we've had so far has been 9 years old, a couple 9-year-olds. But everybody has been great. Yesterday, Christian was our second boy. The girls have been dominating this so far, but we got some more guys coming up here. I've seen the list of the next few in front of us moving forward, but we would like to fill this up and have our summer complete. Again, 929thegame.com. Click on contest and submit that 13-year-old or under, for they got next. So we're going to hear Christian coming up top of the hour, and then a report from Max von Arkin. We are going to find out his thoughts on and get everything we need to know about UFC 300. So that is all coming up. Terrell Thomas and a fresh casting call. That's the rest of the 8 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 14th day of April. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.